starting to have this conversation about hospitality and the patient experience and what we can do for not just the patient, but also the visitor, the family members, the friends, and also the staff. And of course, that's something that hospitality and other industries have been doing really well for a long time. And so we can learn a lot from that. And with my experience as landscape, for the landscape architecture background, I think one of the first things that people experience when they enter the healthcare environment is the landscape. And so instead of just talking about the one healing garden that's in the central courtyard, starting to think about the landscape as a good experience from the moment someone crosses the property line or even sees the hospital facility or the healthcare facility from a distance, that experience from the minute they cross the property line all the way through is the landscape is a reassurance and it's a cue. I will be taken care of. I am entering a place of health and healing. What we've seen historically over the past, say, 70 years, when hospitals, and when I say hospitals, I really mean healthcare facilities in general, we were looking at a pathogenic model. So we were looking at a model where people were treating the disease. They were treating what was broken and what needed to be fixed. And it was really about the doctor and what the doctor needed. And the hospital had to be sanitary, and it really was a sterile environment. And it wasn't about the patient, except for getting the patient well. And it was very much also about medicine. And so we kind of lost touch with nature, with the outdoor environment, and it was all about what pharmaceutical drugs and what scalpel could do. And that divorce between the environment and the care of the patient, I think, is starting to come back around. I've had many experiences in hospitality environments where the landscape feels restorative. Generally, the more naturalistic, the better, where, you know, I'm just out for a walk on the beach, but I've been able to get to the beach easily because there's signage to the beach and because the beach is visible from almost everywhere in the hotel. And it's incorporated into their branding. So immediately I know I'm gonna be going to this place where there's a beach and I can go walk in there. Or I know that there is a beautiful garden that I'm gonna go and watch the waterfall and walk along the pathways. Because that's part of their whole brand. I saw that on the website, I see it on their brochures, they tell me at the guest entrance, why don't you go take a walk? And so it's a lot more incorporated. And I think that that's something that we're starting to learn in healthcare, is how to incorporate that experience and how much the landscape can reassure people and be a part of their positive experience the whole way through. With the real estate industry, you know, we know that people will pay up to 25% more for rooms with views, for apartments and condominiums with views and easy access to rooftop gardens or, you know, Central Park right outside the door. And I think that's something that healthcare is learning too, that people will either pay more or will be more satisfied if they have access to those, you know, what we used to call amenities and what we're now are learning that are an essential part of the environment of care. My dissertation research focuses on creating a standardized evaluation toolkit, which can be used for evaluating gardens and healthcare facilities. It can also be used as a research tool and as a design tool. So, for example, one of the tools is an audit, where people go and look at this rated checklist to see, are there sufficient and comfortable seats in the garden? Is the garden easy to access? Are the doors unlocked? Is there sufficient shade and a choice of sun or shade? So some of these are really critical for health and well-being, and some are more about the patient experience and creating a comfortable, pleasant, and of course, safe environment. And this is important because a lot of healthcare facilities, unfortunately, we're at this point where they say, oh, we're creating, you know, we have a healing garden. But you go outside and you just want to cry because these spaces are really, you know, maybe there's a plant and a bench, but it's really not the kind of outdoor space that people need to have that sense of restoration. And so with the toolkit, it's also a way for designers to look at, for example, that checklist and say, oh yeah, we need comfortable seating and we need to have shade before the garden gets built and then before the evaluation can happen.